This is the Age of Empires News Digest for the week ending May 17th, 2022. I'm your host, Felix Farrock. Top story this week. Red Bull announces Wololo Legacy, a tournament featuring three games from the Age of Empires franchise, with a total prize pool of $550,000. It will take place as a LAN event at Castle Heidelberg in Germany from October 21st through 30th. The separate tournaments for Age of Empires 2 and Age of Empires 4 will consist of 16 players each. Registration for the qualifiers for both sub-tournaments is currently open. The sub-tournament for the definitive edition of the first Age of Empires is purely invitational, and all but the finals will take place in Vietnam, with only the finals taking place in Germany. The prize pool is split $50,000 to the original, $200,000 to Age of Empires 2, and $300,000 to Age of Empires 4. The tournament is a continuation of the Red Bull Wololo series, which began in April 2020. The most recent event, Wololo 5, also took place at Castle Heidelberg, and it had the highest peak viewership at almost 78,000 of any Age of Empires tournament in any franchise ever. The previous iterations of the Wololo series were confined to Age of Empires 2. In Age of Empires 4 news, server-side patch 14681 dropped May 16th. The patch increases damage against ranged units from mangonels and includes minor tweaks to several civilizations and a map. In Age of Empires 2 tournament news this week, Winchester beat Running to win Master of the Circus 2, with Doubt and Modri running up. This is the fifth win for Winchester at B tier and above this year. Master of the Circus 2 is a 1v1 single elimination tournament played exclusively on Arena. This $1,000 prize pool tournament was hosted by Draken, and it was sponsored by Draken's community. ACCM beat Veleze in Jordan's Medieval Brawl Season 1 No. 3 this week, with Nikoff and Classic Pro running up. ACCM also won the previous iteration of the event. The Medieval Brawl is a recurring event explicitly designed to encourage play on the 1v1 ranked ladder. Only players in the top 30 on the ladder who have played at least 20 games in the previous week may register. Second place winner Veleze is also showing well this week, having upset Mr. Yo in this event, Winchester in Grathrang and LE4K's Only Bands tournament, and Tato in Jordan's other tournament, The Resurgence. Tato was also upset this week by Say My Name in The Resurgence. Upcoming this week, Black Sky and the Otter One is hosting Ragnarok, a B-tier 1v1 deathmatch tournament sponsored by Valhalla Clan. Group stage matches begin May 23rd, and finals are scheduled for July 3rd. In Age of Empires 4, the last round of the group stage of the main event of the Golden League takes place this weekend. Marine Lord Beastie QT and the Viper have already made it to the grand finals, so the only truly important match will be between Lucifron 7 and One Puppy Paw. This is the least determining weekend of this interminable tournament since the last week of Round 3, in which none of the matches had any effect on advancement. The weekend after next is the grand finals, after which the Viper has claimed he will return to Age of Empires 2. Moving on to Age of Empires 2 1v1 ranked ladder news, Sito is still number 1 on the 1v1 random map ladder with an elo of 2,539, followed by Tato, Classic Pro, and ACCM. The civilizations in the new Dynasties of India DLC continue to decline in popularity on the ranked ladder. On Arabia, Gurjaras drop to number 11, Dravidians to number 30, and Bengalis remain the least popular civilization in the game on this map, although they are more popular than Burmese overall. On the other hand, the Hindustanis are much more popular now than they were as the Indians. They have been in the top 7 on Arabia since the release of the DLC, whereas their popularity before the release peaked at number 24 out of 39 in December 2021. In map pool news, we start a new map pool today. Aside from the perennial options of Arabia and Arena, the devs have added Khawasan and Migration. Top community choice was Mega Random, with 46% of voters choosing this map, followed by Nomad and Hideout. Maps were voted on by 622 participants. This has been the Age of Empires News Digest for the week ending May 17th, 2022. This is Felix Farrock. Thank you for listening.